Okay. This song I'm gonna sing it to Corrine and Heather because they both deserve this song. And like I told Paul earlier, it's for sometimes when you're in this like art project, you forget to tell people the awesome things that they do, and can you do this? Can you do this? Instead of like, you did the best you could have ever done. And we forget to do that. I do big time. And so I thought this song would relieve my responsibility for have done this already. It's not, it's just an excuse, but it still helps out a little bit. Okay. Okay. So glad you were born, and every day I'm alive, I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna say it loud, just how great you are to everyone near and far. And about that light that you radiate, make everybody feel good. Stars are gonna sing a song, and they're gonna call it you. Thanks for the life you live. Thank Goddess for the love you give. And about that light that you radiate, make everybody feel high. Well, I'm not trying to be fresh and just pump you up, but I thought it was time someone tell you what is up. So I've got a way, I got a way to say, you now. This world is a better place 'cause you were born. And about that light that you radiate, make everybody feel high. Well, I'm not trying to be fresh and just pump you up, but I thought it was time someone tell you what is up. So I've got a way, I got a way to say, this world is a better place 'cause you were born. And as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say it loud. Well, I'm not trying to be fresh and just pump you up, but I thought it was time someone tell you what is up. So I've got a way, I got a way to say. Hey, look at you now. Like I said, this world is one better place 'cause you were born. And about that light that you radiate, make everybody feel high. So I thought I'd just try to write a song, just to try to say how much this world loves you. So I was just trying to put together these words and this song, just to try to say how much this world needs you. Thank you. I'm not the best. It's Sunday.
You're the best.
I know, like
that was
but.
Awesome.
All right, now we got the recording. Thank you, Paul.
I feel like it was part of something magical right there.
Yes, that is him. You will be part of that every single time you hang out with him.
Wait, then you'll stay in my trailer and just
right up there, all of us. How can you miss us if we won't go away?
How do you know the Jays are still here? Because you're getting mail at your house with their name on it.
Can I use you guys' address and get a library card? I'm trying to get internet, you know, like.
Tiny trailer concert, yes. Like NPR's Tiny Desk Concert. So.
Right. Need to keep that going. The NPR series.
This is awesome.
All right, I'll do one more song, yes, and this is my political side. I did this song at a festival. I thought somebody was going to assassinate me. Okay, assassinate me because I kind of bad talk Trump a little bit. I'll be straight up. And the guys went down on me. They were like,
I should maybe leave because I'll be super offended.
I wasn't trying to. This is actually an old cowboy song that I've redone to deal with our times today. Okay, and then I'm going to get out of here because I know I'm stinky. This is like, I'll come in and watch, Byron, but I'll do this and then I'll be on because Paul's making an awesome recording. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
We'll be able to get this somewhere. Let's see. iTunes.
The burn.love.
The burn.love.
There's a man you'll hear about. Any old place you go. And his home is down in Washington. And they call him Donald Joe. 'Cause he holds all his money in his diamond studded jaw. And he never was much bothered by the process of the law. I went to work for him, I did. Offered him a hand. and he gave me a string of horses. So weak they could not stand. I'd like to starve to death, boys. He did mistreat me so. And I never saved a penny in the pay of Donald Joe. His bread was corn dodger, which means you couldn't eat it. And his meat you could not chaw. And he nearly drove me crazy with the wagon of his jaw. And the stories that he would tell you. Girls, I aim to tell you so. There never was a liar that lied like Donald Joe. Tried to quit 'em, I did, boys. But he did argue so. And now I'm out here still punching this piano in the pay of Donald Joe. But when my story's over, that means when I died. And it's my time to go. Give my blankets to my buddies and the fleas to Donald Joe. Bread was corn dodger, which is basically like cornbread that you can't even eat. And his meat I could not chaw. And he nearly drove everybody crazy with the wagon of his jaw. And the stories that he'd tell you. Boys and girls, I aim to tell you so. There never was a rounder that lied like Donald Joe. Cause there's a man you'll hear about any old place you go. Now his home is Pennsylvania Avenue. And they call him Donald Joe. Cause he holds all his money in his diamond gilded jaw. much bothered by the process of the law. No, he never was much bothered by the process of the law. No, he never was much bothered by the process of the law.
And
I was going to say, where was it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I played it was a Grateful Dead song. It's like, if my granny, great-granny was still alive, I'd let her blow you straight to hell. Like, which is like this Grateful Dead song. And it was like, I was like, built it up like, Donald Trump, you know, if my great-granny was still alive and she had her shotgun, I'd let you blow you straight to hell. Well, so I'm at the end of this gig, I'm just hanging out, and this guy comes and goes, oh, I really love the music and everything, but the one part about
my
great-granny's shotgun, I was like, ah!
He's fine with grandma smoking some marijuana, though.
music has always been so revolutionary, and you know, you have your own politics and your own views, and you're playing for an audience that is going to span the spectrum. And you know, how do you handle that, or how do they?
Well, I don't want to be assassinated, but I was like, what the hell? You want me to fucking? I'm not your fucking pepper rally. No, I do whatever the fuck I want to. That's what if people don't speak up for me be able to say what I want to and then it be okay. You should be okay with that. So should Trump, you know, that's what I say.
What's interesting, they knew that you were talking about Trump, so right away.
Yeah, this was pre-election.
Didn't Donald Trump write a song about you?
Yeah, it's called You're Fired. You're out of there.
Yeah, it's going to end in like 6 seconds.
He sings that tune way too often, though.
It took me 3 days.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for letting us. Thank you, Dirk.
Thank you, Paul.
For having letting us use your space to make this
perfect
quiet.
Give us another one.
You want to? Well, you know, we'll keep going as long as you want it. Play what's one of the earliest songs that you love that gets played, like as a kid? You know, when you really started playing a song that you love that moved you that really motivated you to learn and to play it.
Oh man.
Something from your past. That,
it's not funny.
Good way.
Everybody wants us to play for weddings, and I'll say, okay, that's fine, but the first part of actually saying I'm going to be committed to you for the rest of my life is, to me, saying no matter what happens, it's okay. And so me and my friends, we sang this song a lot. I think it's, take me back, I ain't gonna do nothing you don't like, I'll do your dishes, I'll pay your rent, I'll still call you sweet sugar pie when the money's all spent. Take me back, I ain't gonna do nothing you don't like, all sugar, Sugar and Spice. I'm begging you, baby, please. Please just be nice. Oh, sugar. Sugar and Spice. I'm begging you, my baby. Just be nice. Oh, baby. Just take me back. I ain't gonna do nothing. Nothing you don't like. Didn't you say you was gonna marry me one sweet day? Didn't you say you were gonna get a Labrador Retriever with me? I said, please, just take me back. Take me back. I ain't gonna do nothing you don't like. Take me back. Take me back. More important than I do. It's just to take me back. Track. I was begging my baby, just to take me back, just to take me back, take me back. I'm on my knees, and I'm begging, please, I'll do your dishes, build your fire. I promise you, baby, I'll make you higher. I'll do all the things you do. I'll do all them things that you do but never do. If you're taking me back, take me back. I'm begging you, baby, just take me back. More than I do. More than I will. Begging, ma na 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 na, baby. Well, I got a gal. Name is Ma. She been working, cooking the chickens at the government yard. She cooks the chicken. She cooks the wing. She thinks I've been working, but I've been down at Lovebird, not doing a doggone thing. Yeah. Take me back. Take me back. I'm begging you, my baby. Please. I'm on my knees, and I'm a begging you, please. I'm a baby, more than I do, more than I will. Please just be taking me back. Taking me back. I ain't gonna do nothing you don't like. I'll do your dishes, I'll pay your rent, I'll still call you. Sweet sugar lips till the money's all spent. If you would just please take me back. Taking me back. Ain't gonna do nothing you don't like. I'll do your dishes, I'll build your fire. I promise you, baby, I'll always make you higher. If you would just taking me back, taking me back. I ain't gonna do nothing now, none of you don't like. I'll be good. I'll be good. I promise I'll be better than your new man ever could. If you would just please have taken me back. Just taken me back. I know I've been bad, but would you please, 'cause I'm on my knees, and I'm begging please. I said, baby, baby, just taking me back, take me back. Now I do, now I will. Now I will kill, but it's taking me back. If you would please. But if you just please, I'm begging on my knees on the railroad track. I'm begging you, my baby. I'll build your fire. I'll make you higher. I'll make you happy. Please. I know I've done you wrong. I wouldn't be singing this song if I wasn't begging you, baby. 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 Baby, just to take me back. Take me back. I ain't gonna do nothing, sweet darling. You don't like just to taking me back. Taking me back. I'm begging you, baby. No matter what you've heard so far, take me back.
I want to give him one more challenge. During our conversation, you know, you mentioned that you'd started in the church, and then left because you didn't
believe.
A lot of people. I'm an atheist too, but I went to church as a kid, and there's that memory of it, the little part that you kind of miss sometimes. Even though you left, that's where you learned music. Right? Is there an old gospel song?
Okay.
Working on the building
for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a drinking type, well, I'd tell you what I would do. Well, I keep on drinking and I was working on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Well, if I was a preaching man, I'd tell you what I would do. Well, jump off your dang soapbox and work on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Well, if I was a gambler, tell you what I would do. Well, I keep on gambling and working on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was the tinkin' type, well, I'd tell you what I would do. Well, I'd keep on thinkin' and work on the building too. Now, if I was a drinkin' man, tell you what smoking man, what I'd do. Well, keep on smoking and drinking and working on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambling type, I'd tell you what I would do. Keep on the gambling as long as you put the winners on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Thank you, Dirks, RV. Smoking type, well, I tell you what I would do. Well, yeah, just keep on smoking and working on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on the building, working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Working on the burn, working on the burn, working on the burn, yeah. For my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost burn, a Holy Ghost burn, a Holy Ghost burn, yeah, for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a pot smoker, well, I'll tell you what I would do. Keep on smoking the pot and working on the building too. Yeah, working on the building, working on. They don't drug test for this building, man. Working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building, Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was the gambling type, well, I'd tell you what I would do. Keep on the gambling, work on the building. Yeah, working on the building. Working on the building. Working on the building. For my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost burn. A Holy Ghost burn. A Holy Ghost burn, yeah. For my Lord, for my Lord. Working on the burn. Working on the burn. Working on the burn, yeah. For my Lord, for my
next week.
I
love that.
We did it. We did it. Thank you for making it so now I can die in peace.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you
can't do that, but.
Thank you, Dirk. Thank you, Love Burn. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Amazing private concert. It's incredible.